word on the Amid. So we answered, very important to remember, that the case of Imerchat is the woman said, if I bathe today, I will be banned from bathing forever. And the Tanakhama is saying that not bathing today is Nivul, it's not Inui Nefesh. There's a middle madrega called Nivul, which allows him to be made for the Neder before it's Chal. So the Tanakhama is saying two things. Number one is not bathing is Inui Nefesh. And number two, not bathing one day is Nivul. And therefore, that tonight we mentioned last week, that the way the Rush learns the Gemara, any condition that involves an Inui Nefesh in the condition, you can be made for the Neder of Inui Nefesh, even though it's not there yet, right? If he makes the Neder of Inui Nefesh dependent on the condition of Inui Nefesh, the Neder wasn't Chal yet. He doesn't have to wait for her to do the condition. He can go, which wouldn't be an issue for her, and he can go and be made for it now. Now the Gemara is being Mechadish, that even if the condition is not straightforward Inui Nefesh, the Neder is, the condition is called Nivul, a middle step, is also enough to be made for the Nadar. And Rabbi Yossi says, the Neder is not Inui Nefesh, period, end of story. Not bathing is not Inui Nefesh. Frank, Dr. Gemara, Shanus Imerchatz. That answers the first case of the Mishnah, Imerchatz. Right? We explained what the chiddush of the Tznai was, why the Mishnah gave it a Tznai, to teach me that I can be made for the Neder before it's Chal, based on the fact that the condition was Erchat Hayayim. Imloy Erchat Seishadami. What's the Neder of Imloy Erchat? Ilay Mada Amar, the Amre, Titzer Hanas Ruchitza Loilum Imloy Erchat Hayayim. If you're going to give me the same case, the woman banned herself in bathing if she doesn't bathe today. So Lama Lafara, Tiskasi. So bathe. Why should he be able to bathe her? Bathe today, and there won't be a Neder. Terence says, she didn't bathe today. That's after the tide's over. What's in Loyerchat? Makes it sound that you can be made for the dorm right away. Why? The condition has no Inri Nefesh. The condition has no Nebo. Adarabba, the condition is encouraging her to bathe. If I don't bathe today, I should be banned from bathing forever. So bathe. It's not Inri Nefesh not to go bathe. And for the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, the Amar Hanas Yochitza Alay Li'olam Imloy Erchat V'mei Mishra. I ban bathing forever if I don't bathe in today, or any day, or, you know, first, in May Mishra, water that flax is soaked with. Not a very pleasant place to bathe. May Mishra is a place that is, like, smelly, and therefore, her Tanai is Inui Nefesh. Her Tanai is Inui Nefesh. If I don't bathe in May Mishra, I'll be banned from bathing forever. So both the Neder and the Tanai have Inui Nefesh. Zuck the Gemara, yes?
There is an underlying assumption, understanding, which is that, as General Call was talking about from the beginning, that when people say something, their words have some meaning. Now, that is applicable to people who are careful with their speech, but for people who just speak continuously, do we make that assumption that this is a meaningful statement?
Again, we listen to what a person says. We don't say that they didn't mean what they say. We say they meant what they said.
They didn't say anything about running water.
What?
They said if I bathe. They didn't say anything about running
That's not
water.
True.
Now,
Hold on a second. No. She said in my Erchat B'mei Mishra. She spelled that out.
Okay, she has to say that out.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay. The Kvase Diktani. So now let's go to the next case in the Mishnah. In Miskashet, in my Miskashet. So Miskashet would be, right. Imaskashet means, Imloyaskashet is like Imerchat, Imaskashet today, I'll be banned with Kishrut permanently. So there you can tell me. The same thing you told me about Rechitza. If I Iskashet today, I should be banned in Kishrut permanently. The Rabbanan Shita is, banning yourself in Kishrut permanently is Inui Nefesh. So, not being mekushet one day is nivul, so you can be mefer even though the neder wasn't chal, because the neder is inri nefesh, and the tanai is the middle case, not a inri nefesh, but a nivul, and therefore she's allowed to be mefer it before it's chal. So miskashet is an analogous case to merchatz, right? The Mishnah gave you two examples, that in Erchatz, in Meskashet, both cases, the Tanai is not Inui Nefesh, but is Nivu. The Nether is Inui Nefesh, because if she does it, she will become banned permanently, and that's Inui Nefesh. So that case makes sense. Now, what's Loya Skashet? Now, by Loya Erchatz, we said, if I don't bathe in dirty water. So Loya Skashet would mean if I don't adorn myself with something smelly, right? So we would have the same analogous case. I ban myself in adornment forever if I don't adorn myself with something smelly. The problem is, so in Loya Skashet, the neft. It would be, I don't use neft as a form of oil, form of petroleum. I don't know what Ertzko says it is. What does he say it is? Neft. What?
It's a very flammable...
right, I know that from Shabbos, right.
The
problem is, the verb eskashet can't be used for that. Erchatz, bathe, can be in anything. You can use the word bathe in dirty water, even though it defeats the purpose, but it literally means bathe. Adorn, in its essence, means a positive. You can't say, if I don't adorn myself with neft, because that's not adorning yourself. It's like saying, if I don't eat metal, it's not eating. I'm just thinking, maybe you're arguing the analogy. I'm just picking a point. The word adorn automatically means something good. You can't adorn with a smelly thing. Then it's not adorn. So loya skashet can't work the same way loya erchatz worked. Loya erchatz, you came up with a solution that she had said she'll be asur beruchita if she doesn't bathe in dirty water. So the verb bathe can work with dirty water. The verb adorn can't work with neft. Lichluchu, that's dirtying yourself. That's not adorning yourself. Amar Yehuda, it has to be a noob shot. But let's catch up with Rush. Zach the Rush. Imloy Erchatz, Heifidami. Ve'ezo Lashon Amra, Shechala La Issa Rechitza. Which language did you say it that the Issa Rechitza is Chal? Ve'mei Mishra, Shecharim Ben Pishtan, they soak flax. Ve'in Shruchim, they smell. Ve'ilay Terchatz Behem. And therefore, we assume she doesn't want to bathe in them. But they ask her, and she'll become usher. Right? Then later, that's the usher, Bechitza, L'kach Mevrula. Because again, the Tanai had Nibul, and therefore, you can be made for the netter before it's Chal. Lichluchu, V'lemitri Kishut. You can't apply the verb Kishut for neft. And for the Gemara, we're leaving the first shot alone. Im Erchatz and Mineskashet is the same as we left it. We're going back to Mloy Erchatz in Mloy Eskashet. Again, we are not changing the pshat that we said at the end of last week. Im Erchatz means if I bathe today, I'll be bathed, I'll be usher forever. And therefore, not bathing today is Nibul, and therefore, you can be made for the netter right away. Same thing with Mineskashet, same thing. But Mloy Erchatz was a problem. We tried a solution. It didn't work for Loya Skashet. So therefore, Dr. Gemara. Now, the Rush is Gairis Ella Amar Rava instead of Amar of Yehuda. So I don't know why, but that's what the Rush is Gairis. We have Amar of Yehuda. The Rush has Ella Amar Rava. It doesn't make any pshat difference in the pshat in the Gemara that I can see. The Amra Hanas Rechitza La'ayla Malai Imam Tatayayim. Case number one is the way we left it. I ban Rechitza if I don't bathe today. If I bathe today.
That's nibble.
That's nibble. The second case of loya erchatz is not a condition. It's a shvur loya erchatz. We're changing shot in the second case. It's not a condition. It's not in loya erchatz something. It is a new case. The lady swears she won't bathe today. New case. The first case was, if I bathe today, I should be banned from bathing forever, right? The second case is a woman swears lo yarchas. Kishut, the same thing.
No condition.
No condition, nothing. And it's a shvua, not an eder. Because lo yarchas is on the person, right? Hanas rechitza alai im erchatz. The condition is on the person. The eder is hanas rechitza alai, which is on the item. By Kishut. Hanas kishut alai im eskashet. The netter, the tanai is on the person. the netter is on the item. The second case is not a tnai. It's I won't paint, or I won't be mekashet. No hayayim, nothing. It's a new case. No tnai, and it's a shvua. So the Gemara, so the Rabbi, shvua, the second case, is shnai echutz. Hanas kishu talai loyle mekashet hayayim. It's case one. Shvua shalai eskashet is case two. So we're not changing case one. We're making a noob shot in case two. Zok Rosh, El Hamarava, Tartik Tani. There are new cases. V'chanoa tzuchitza oylem alayim echat hayayim kizma fire shliel, exactly like we explained it. V'shvua shalai echat oylem. And a shvua that I won't bathe forever. So we just changed the Mishnah. I said, if the Gemara doesn't deal with it, I don't have an answer. The Gemara did say, the Mishnah did say, Im lo yechatz. We are not getting involved in that. We're saying the case is she swears not to bathe. Frak the Gemara, Amaloi Ravina lo Ravashi, Hai Elu Nadarim Mishvus mi Boile Lemisni. So why did the Mishnah just say, Elu Nadarim Shei Yesh Bavina Nefesh? It's Shvus. The second case is a Shvus. Amaloi, Tani Elu Nadarim Mishvus. You're right. The Mishnah meant Elu Nadarim Mishvus. Either add the word or don't add the word. Two ways that you can learn, and it means Elul Adarim Shuas. Ibay Yisema, it's not a kasha. Shuas not mehailul Adarim, because we refer to Shua also in the generic term Adarim, like we found in the Mishnah Daf Testament Aleph. Nitnan kinidre Rishoim. If a guy says, "I like the Rishoim neder nazir korban b'shua." Right, I want to make a neder kinidre Rishoim. The Gemara there discussed he can do it. As a Nazir, when the Nazir walks by, and a carbon, but he says, Harihu, and Beshua, if I forgot the Lashon of Beshua already, Hari Zeis, I think if we guess I forgot already the Lashon, whatever the Lashon was, enough Testament Aleph. Himenu, he said, Himenu, that's Shua. Again, that's, in the Mishnah started, Kenidre Rishon. I wanted a case that it's Kishua's Rishon. The Mishnah will refer to Shuva under the heading of Neder as well. That's all. Dr. Rush? No Rush. No Rush. Dr. Gemara Viter. Amr Rabbanan Rechitza is Be'in and Nefesh. Now the Gemara is getting involved. So we left at the end of the day. Now that we know Pshat in the Mishnah, we're left with the day of the Machloikas. Is Rechitza in the Nefesh or not? Rabbanan say yes. Rabbi Yaisi said not. So first we're going to concentrate on Rabbanan's opinion. Then we're going to go to Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. Frak the Gemara, Rabbanan holds that not bathing is inri nefesh, kilay ralta, is not bathing inri nefesh, uramini. I'll ask you a contradiction. Ava bisha asr bekulon. There are five inuyim on Yom Kippur. Achila shtia is one. Mechitza sicha nilus asandol tash mishamita. So even though one is banned in all five, ein anus karet, ela ba'ichu b'shaisa, karet is only for one of the inuyim, eating and drinking, which is considered one, or doing work, which is not one of the inuyim, it's one of the Yisurim and Yom Kippur, that there's karas. The other four don't get karas. Now, there's a major machlokes rishonim, whether they're biblical or rabbinic, but this braisa seems to indicate that they're biblical, so we're going to be working with the shita that says they're biblical. Because if it's rabbinic, then the Gemara's kash is not as difficult as it would be if it's biblical. So we'll understand, at least at this point, that all five inuyim are biblical. The chorus is only for Eichel B'Shaisa, not for the other four. If you're going to tell me that not bathing is an inuy, if not bathing is an inuy, so why isn't that like Eichel B'Shaisa? Why do we say that that doesn't get chorus? It's inui. You're telling me not bathing is affliction. Why shouldn't that get chorus? One that does not afflict himself gets chorus. Right? Now, the Gemara doesn't ask that about other things, about not wearing shoes, because the Gemara understands that that's not really afflicting. It's not the same level. But if Rechitza is inui, we understand that to be on the same level. The Gemara is going to answer in a moment. That Achila Ishtia. And for the Gemara, Dr. Rush. Ab Bishasa Bekulam. Okay. And for the Gemara. We have it. Amarava. How come in Yonah the Crow? I think it's supposed to say Hacha Minyan of the Kuv or Hacha Minyan of the Kuv. In both cases of Nedarim and in Yom Kippur, we read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Gabi Yom Kippur, Nechtiv Tanus Nafshaseichem, afflict yourself. Milsa Deyadi Nuya Hashta, it means do something that is known today. Now, there's different ways to learn this. Rashi says, the Rush learns, it's recognizable today. One who doesn't eat and drink is recognizably Mu'una. Now, whether that means he personally feels Mu'una, or that means you can see that he's Mu'una, person who doesn't eat for 24 hours, so that's only Achil Ishtia. Rechitza, le'yadinu yahashta. Not bathing is not apparent after one day. Yes, it's an inri nefesh, but a person that doesn't bathe one day does not look any different, or maybe even feel that much different than the one that bathed, took a bath that day.
He said one day is new.
It doesn't have to be something that is an inui immediately or short term. It's something that can bring to inui. So the Gemara's answer is exactly that. Rechitza is not an inoy immediately. It's nivul legabe etnai. But we were working about the netter now. Is the netter inoy? If the netter is inoy, so why is inoy Yom Kippur not inoy? The answer is, on Yom Kippur, the inoy has to be an immediate inoy. And on by netter, it doesn't have to be an immediate inoy. It's la'anay snafesh, something that becomes inoy as time goes along. Zaptarash. Siv Tanus Navshaseichem, Midi Diyadiya Anyan Inuya Hashta, Shinikura Inuy Bai Bayayim, Dainu Menias Achilushtiya, Abu Menias Rechitza, Eino Inuy Nikur Bai Bayayim. It sounds that it's not recognizable. Abu Gabi Neder Siv Lanis Lafesh, Mashma, Neder Shiyavul Besaif Lide Inuy Nefesh, Vainu Rechitza. It will read to Inuy Nefesh. Does not have to be Inuy Nefesh immediately. Not eating and not drinking is inri nefesh short-term. I hate to say the word immediately, because we can go 10 minutes without eating and it's not an inri. Maybe not 20, but 10 for sure, right? But it's an immediate inri nefesh. Rechitza is a developing inri nefesh, and therefore it's a longer-term developing inri nefesh. So for Yom Kippur, it's not karis. And for neder, it doesn't have to be an immediate inner nefesh. It's something that in its system has inner nefesh. Dr. Gemara Baitre. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha on Rabbi Yaiti. Rabbi Yaiti said Rechitza is not inner nefesh. Frank the Gemara Varami Rabbi Yaiti said Rabbi Yaiti. Now in the next Machoikas, there are different ways to learn. And I'm going to learn the Netziv's way. There are other ways to learn. Probably earlier, Achrayim. Probably I should go with that Mahalach. But for some reason, the Netziv hit home. So I decided to pick his way to learn the next Gemara. But Rami the Rabbi Yaisi, the Rabbi Yaisi. I don't know how Rabbeinu Artskor learns it. He might learn like the Netziv. He might not learn like the Netziv. So I'm just pointing that out. Let's ask a contradiction, Rabbi Yaisi. Mayan Shobnei Yair. Now, the way that I set up the case is that you have Rosh set up the case. There were two cities that were getting water from one source of water. And the water flowed from upstream to downstream. One city was located more upstream, and one city was located more downstream. And now there was a drought, and the water supply is limited. Now, upstream gets to the water first. I should say the water gets to the city upstream first. Mayin Shubnei here, if it's a question of their life or the life of the bottom city, there's enough water for one city to survive, and there's not enough water for both cities to survive. So the chiddush is, they're first. Again, they don't own the water, but they're first. The water, it's a chiddush. Because without the rush, I would have learned, you have water. Either you can live or the other person lives. Worry about yourself more than you worry about everybody else. The rush is being mechadish that you have a right to the water first over the next person. It's not like you own the water. The water goes down the stream, but because your city is on the bank of the water, you're considered the first owner of the water, and therefore you get first. Dr. Rush, two cities that feed off of one mayan. Your brother should live with you. Your life precedes his life. Okay, then he goes, I'm not going to read that part. I'm going to come back to it. Yes, doctor.
Question on your language. You said own the water. Granted, it's not books too much talks and review, but when you say own the water, are you talking about you have rights?
Yes, that's what I meant. That's all I meant. Behem Tramo Behem Asachayrim. Let's say there's more water, there's enough to drink for both cities. But there's a surplus. Now, you want your animals to drink. They want their animals to drink. There's enough, meaning the top city is leaving enough water for the people of the bottom city to survive. There's enough for them, there's enough for the bottom city, and there's more. So now the next step is, who's going to use it for their animals? So it's saying, again, same rule, upper city has rights to the water for their animals before the lower city has rights to the water for the animals. Now, this is a bigger finish. Not negayat pekuach nefesh. Nobody is dying. But you could think now that it's monetary, 50-50. One thing, chayachicha imach, tells me your life is more important than his life. Got it. You have it first. Your rights first. Don't give it up. Got it. Now, both are going to live. Now, the question is a monetary question. Who's going to be able to keep their animals alive? The same halacha applies. Your animals are more important to you than his animals. You worry about yourself before you worry about anybody else. Next step.
Does that mean it came from the same pasuk? The derivation?
It's not so clear. The Rush doesn't bring the pasuk. You can learn it from the Chayachicha Imach and then argue with me. Or you can say there's a pasuk that says Efes Kiliyah B'Chayavjain, which teaches us that if you lost something and somebody else lost something, even your father, worry about your own before you worry about your father. That the pasuk says, first make sure you're not poor.
Well, he didn't quote that pasuk.
He didn't quote any pasuk of this.
Oh, for the first one he did.
Again, you asked me a question, yeah. Whether that pasuk applies to the second one. I said, if you want to, you can say yes. If you want to, I have another pasuk. The Rush doesn't bring any pasuk of the second one. Does that mean he assumes you use the same one? Possibly. That's why he offers it as a possibility. But I'm not sure. He just doesn't bring anything. Kivisasan ukvisa sacherim. Now you're up to laundry. It's either your laundry or the other city's laundry. Kivisasan kedemes ukvisa sacherim. Dr. Rush, finish that rush we were beginning. I'll start it again. Mayin shabneir. Gushtei ayaras, two cities. Hamistapkes mimayin echad. They get their water from one well. After they have enough to live on, the Rush is now throwing in something that's going to be very important for the next piece of Gemara. Laundry is more important than animals. It's more important to do the laundry than it is to give water to your animals. Even though in the order of the Brisa, you would think the opposite way. So the Rush says, Vikolshke. Now, you could learn Vikolshke differently. So we'll see as we go along in the Gemara. What happens? Here we go. Kvisasan, Kedemes, Chaye Acherim Kvisasan. It's either your laundry or their life. Your laundry and their life. What comes first? Sancta Gemara, Chayachirim Kaidim L'Kvisasan. Their life precedes your laundry. That's a simple thing to understand. You're going to ask me, what's the Chiddush? Isn't that obvious? Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Kvisasan Kedemes L'Chayachirim. Your laundry is before other people's life. Okay? Now, what's the Pshat, Rabbi Yossi? That's why I said there's multiple Pshatim. I'm going to get to him in a minute. But let's just analyze this machlokes before we move on, and then I'm going to get to the explanation, the two different explanations. The simple explanation, the probably one Rabbeinu Arshko uses, is to say that we're not talking about that they're going to die. They're going to have enough to survive, but just to survive. Your laundry precedes them having enough water to more than survive. And the Tanakhama is saying no. Before you do your laundry, they have to have an ample supply of water for themselves. Now, I don't know how much water is necessary to survive and how much water is necessary to be healthier. The argument, according to most Achronim, seems to be they're all surviving. Just how important is it for me to give them an ample supply of water? Tanakhama says their ample supply of water for themselves precedes your laundry. And Rabbi Yossi says your laundry precedes their ample supply of water. But there's no question of death. That is the way some Achronim learn, most Achronim learn. The Nativ has an interesting shot. You know what? We'll stick to this shot as the main shot. I'll mention the Nativ at the end. I just thought it was cute. Anyway, now, what the Gemara is not going to get involved yet in why that's true, according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Why am I more worried about my laundry than their ample supply of water? Dr. Gemara, what we want from this Gemara is how much Rabbi Yossi cares about laundry. Now, if he cares about clean clothing, shouldn't he care about clean bodies? If laundry is that important, that's your clothing. And he thinks that precedes over ample drinking water. So isn't bathing at least as important as laundry? Yes, but tzar. Even lack of laundry has tzar. Guf kuloi like hoshke? Not bathing? Isn't that much worse? Dr. Rush. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Shivisasim Kedemus Lachai Acherim. Al Mechoshev Afilu Lekvisa Tzar. Lack of laundry is painful. Mishani, okay, we'll see you in a minute. And for the Gemara. Amri, I will answer you. In, Kvisa Alimel Rabbi Yossi. Laundry is more important than bathing, according to Rabbi Yossi. I'll show you why. The Amr Shmuel, Hayam Revusa Deresha, if somebody does not clean his hair, how does he translate it, Revusa?
Uncleanness of the head.
Okay. Masculine de Avira, can cause blindness. A Revusa Demani, a person who has unclean clothing, Masculine de Shamemusa, can bring him to being crazy. I don't know what it uses the word crazy.
Dementia.
But?
Dementia.
Dementia. A revusa de gufa, an unclean body, masimu de shichni vikivi will bring him boils and
sores.
Now, which is worse? Dementia, craziness, or sores? Dementia. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, laundry is much more important than bathing. You can go without bathing. That's not inu nefesh. It might bring you to sores. It might not bring you to sores. Rabbi Yossi is not concerned. Laundry? That'll make the guy lose his mind. And therefore, that's more important. That's what Rabbi Yossi also, don't bring me a riot from laundry to bathing. Back to the Rosh at the bottom. Last line. Umishani de'in. Vadei choshev l'kvisa trei mitzai rechitza. He considers bathing more important than laundry. Laundry more than bathing. The Amr Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ibevusa de'resha. Mi she'in a mitzari kreisha. He doesn't comb his hair. Umenakeyu and clean it. Machnes. Cleans it from lice, belichluch and dirt, maybe the devarim. Shamor ha'inayim, the eyesight, yoinik misar ha'reish, gets nutrition from the hair. Kedamina b'per kamad ha'babasra, shilamole shtayim, yoinkis migumas achat. Eve said, if two hairs, the Rebbeinu Shlom told Eve, if I would have two hairs getting nutrition from one pore, or spore, what's the word, spore? What? Pore, P-O-R-E. Will make a person blind. So we see the blindness in hair has an association. Dr. Rush, therefore, not clean hair affects eyesight. Demani, Mishayin Mechabes, because of Tumid, one who doesn't wash his clothes constantly, maybe lidei shamimus. scratching himself because of the dirty clothing, nasa mishumam. He becomes crazy. The gufa masila de shichni v'kivi, mishimum yaisera mishichni v'kivi. So what's the machloikas? So do I want to argue on that? So what's the machloikas about? So most achrayim learn that the machloikas is everybody's going to live. The question is, ample water makes you healthier. It doesn't make you live. You're living anyway. So therefore, the Rabbana say, listen, his ample water supply is more important than your laundry, even no matter how important laundry is. And Rabbi Yossi says, once he's living anyway, why shouldn't I worry about my health before I worry about his ample water supply? My health is affected by lack of laundry. That is the way to learn. The Nativ says another thing. The Nativ says that it's not doing laundry is suffix sakana. It might lead to a dangerous situation when a guy loses his mind. It's a suffix sakana. So can the suffix sakana be daicha vadai sakana? He learns they might die from the lack of water. He argues on the fact that they have ample water to live on, enough water to live on. The Nativ wants to say that you're holding back the water and they might die. But if you don't do laundry, then you might die. Now, one's for sure, and one's a maybe. That's a big shaila. Is a person mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana to save a friend from a vaday sakana? Some achrayim hold yes, and some achrayim hold no. So, this is the machlokes tanoim. The rabbanan say, listen, but they're definitely dying. You, the fellow with the laundry, you might not. You're mechuyev to give up your laundry and take your chances to save him vaday. And Rabbi Yaisi is saying, why should I enter in a place that it's going to be a suffix of my survival? I might not be able to survive with no laundry because it's shimum, and shimum can lead to who knows what. That's how the Nativ learn. Most Achrayim do not learn that way. They learn, and that's the way we're going to learn, that there's enough water to live on. The question is, do you worry about their having enough water to function well, or is your laundry more important because of shimum? That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbah. So, I'm just offering the Nativ. I like the Nativ shot. I thought it was cute, so that's why I like it. As important as... He gets more, yeah, but it's interesting. He doesn't consider that Inu Nefesh. I don't know why. I don't have shot. Well, Rabbi Yaisi never said that part. The Gemara brought down Shmuel for the laundry part. Rabbi Yaisi just said Kvitza is more important than Rechitza. But why is Kvitza more important? Because Shmuel said that not Kvitza brings to Shimon. Shmuel also said not Rechitza brings to something. But Rabbi Yaisi and Shmuel don't have to agree at every point. We don't know that he does or doesn't. Because we brought this in, we're going to spend the rest, most of the Amud, discussing non-Nedarim topics. Shochu Mitav, they sent to marry Israel. His haru bar bevusa. Be careful in all three. Clean your hair, do your laundry, and bathe your body. All three are important. Any kind of dirt is not good. That was their message. Be careful from dirt. Second thing they said. His haru bechabura. Be careful to learn in groups with chabrusa. Don't learn yourself. You learn yourself, you agree with every mistake you make. You make a mistake in shot, and then you agree with that. You'll never learn right shot, because there's nobody there to, there's no checks and balance system. And in Zaru Bimnania, be extra careful with the children of the poor, Shemehem Taitzi Taira, because they're going to be growing into the bigger Tamid HaChachamim. Shenemar, Yizal Mayim Bidoya. The water will flow. Now, Doya simply, I think, means Doyav means from the pail. From a, what's he translate Doyav? It doesn't. Literally, it means something. It's what?
From his wells.
But we're learning Doyav's lesson of poverty, Dal. The Torah, which is Mayim, will flow from the poverty, from the people that are poor. What? Yeah, Dal means poor. Yeah. Shemehem Taiti Taira. From there, Taira will grow. Dr. Rush. His Haru by Rabusa. Dr. Rush. Kalaimi is Haru by Kibus Begadim of Hafibus Araish of Bechita. Lemnayar Rabusa. To keep away the dirt. Hizaru b'chabura, glum b'tayre b'rabim, ki mespakin z'amizah. Now, Rush uses the word rabim. Some learn chavrusa, the Rush learns rabim, because each one makes its other one smart. Avaloy medyochid, cherev al abadim, the Gemara Darshan says, al yoishrim bad b'bad. Sword to the ones who learn themselves, b'noyelu, they become foolish. Now, why is that true? Now, the Gemara is going to say a bunch of things here. Let's give the Gemara a chance.
The difference between why is Five poor people.
I can't hear you. You want to know why?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're going to learn right now. Frag the Gemara. Ma ein mitzuyin tamidah chachamim, lasis tamidah chachamim b'nayim. Why don't tamidah chachamim have generations of tamidah chachamim? It's not common. It's not impossible. Now, most people learn that the grandchildren of Talmidei Chachamim don't necessarily, meaning the children of Talmidei Chachamim can be Talmidei Chachamim. Once it gets to the third generation, it becomes uncommon. Why? Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Shlo Yoyimru Taira Yerusha Ilehem. People shouldn't say that Taira is an inheritance. If you have a grandfather who was a Talmid Chacham, then you stand a chance. If your grandfather was an Amoritz, you're lost and they won't even try. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that Taira is not a Yerusha. It was a prevention. In order that people shouldn't give up unless their grandfather was a Talmid Chacham, he made it that it doesn't work generational. So therefore, people who aren't don't have grandfathers, Talmid Chachamim, say, I have a chance.
Why do they say in there, I guess?
It makes a good song. No, by Chassan, it's in there, I guess, in there, I guess, and I've been on this couple. To Gemara. But it makes a good song.
Family.
That doesn't do with that. If Shesh is... Okay, now, I didn't answer you why poor people are more common to have Talmidei Chachamim. Because they don't live in Olam Hazeh. And when you don't live in Olam Hazeh, you live in Olam Haba. If you indulge every day on a steak, and you sit there and you buy Pergamo shoes, or Chveizvot, and you spend all, you live in indulgence, your chances of being Talmidei Chachamim are much less than a person who has no Olam Hazeh. So what does he enjoy? A Shnigu Gemara. What is he supposed to enjoy? Pergamo shoes? He can't afford Pergamo shoes. So for a while he watches his friends buying it, and after a while he gives up and goes to the Gemara. That's what the Mepharshim explains. People that live in poverty have a bigger chance to be their children should be Talmidei Chachamim if they train them well. Unfortunately, and I'm not here to give mussar, because I'm talking to myself as well, today, whether you have or not, you provide your kids with whatever they need and want. So, Mamela, right, because it's very dangerous. By the way, there's a satira. You don't want your kid to stick out. It's not socially healthy. All kinds of svaras. But the bottom line is, indulgence in Olam Hazeh doesn't work well with Taira. It doesn't. Taisus brings...
Rabbi.
Hold one second. Taisus and Ksubas brings a Gemara Medrash that says, till a person should daven that he should know Taira, he should daven that he should eat less. Because if he eats less, he'll know more Taira. Yes, Harvey.
I know that that's what's being said here, but that feels counterintuitive. Someone who has to worry about their next meal does not have time to worry about Gemara. They are, if they're hungry, they are looking, they are spending their waking energies worried about how they're going to survive. It's those that have a belly full that could sit there and they have the luxury of sitting and learning a blot of Gemara.
I hear your point, but now it becomes a question of how poor is poor that we're talking about. Is poor being a guy that doesn't have the next meal, and then you're right, or is poor talking about a person that makes it but can't afford some finer things in life? And contrast them with the person that can afford the finer things in life.
So the point here is that it's more like if you're stuck in a material world, you're going to be stuck in the material world. And if you don't have any chance for the materialism, then you could think about higher things or something like that.
That's the point. You said it better than me. Okay. Think about it right. So why don't Talmidei Chachamim have generations of Talmidei Chachamim? It's preventive. It's in order to encourage everybody to be a Talmid Chacham. Whereas if it became automatic, and if your grandfather's a Talmid Chacham, you have a bigger chance of being a Talmid Chacham than the other person, other people will get turned off. Dr. Rush. Shlo Yoyimu Yerushi Lehem. It's an inheritance. We have no chance to be matzliach, to be successful. Inami, second shot. The children shouldn't say, "Einanu tzichin la'asik b'tayri Yerusha ilanu." We want people to know you're not born a Talmud Chacham. And if Torah becomes an inheritance, so I don't have to work. My father was a Talmud Chacham, my grandfather was a Talmud Chacham, I'll be a Talmud Chacham. No, it won't work that way. Torah needs work. It's a different pshat, two pshatim. Either to encourage others or to keep these people from work, from lazying off, saying it's an automatic. There's no automatic in Torah. Vayter. Frech the Gemara Vayter. Now, the Gemara is going to offer other pshatim. Now, this pshat was preventive. Rav Sheshes Brei Davidi Amar also says preventive. Kadesh lo yizgadru al hatzibur. We don't want them to become, how does he translate yizgadru? Lords over the tzibur. If it becomes Yerusha, then they'll say, we're a greater family than the next family down the block. And they start lording over them. It's not a good thing. So therefore, you're not an automatic Talmud Chacham, and your family name doesn't make you a Talmud Chacham. Dr. Rush, so it's Gadra la Tibur, Tayach Shehem Abisayim Lamdu Taira, Yitzulis Tara al Tibur. They'll expect the Tibur to, listen, I am from this family. We call it in English royalty. Some families start feeling that they're royal. They deserve a different treatment. Right? As of now, I can testify that there were families that were royalty. I'm not kidding around. They expected to be treated differently than the regular people in the school. And some of the time, they couldn't believe that they were being treated like commoners in this world. And I'm talking about common parents. I'm not talking about me. My last name is. That's why the Torah were no last names. You know what I mean? Rabashi Amar, Ramajut Rabat Meshim is Gabba Malachibur. Now that's already a punishment. Not they shouldn't, because they are. It's not they shouldn't, it's because they're already Mizgabra Malatibur. Ravashi Amar, he takes it a step further. From the Karli in Chichamri, they start looking down at people and they call people donkeys. Fools, donkeys. Someone will learn they view everybody else as being their donkey. Do my work, carry my package. That's how someone will learn. Others learn, they just refer to people in a derogatory way. Me, I'm a shtick tyra. My grandfather was a Talmud Chacham. My father was a Talmud Chacham. Hello, can I please have the respect that's due me? And therefore, they look down on other people. It's not just that they lord over other people. They treat different people in a disparaging way. And therefore, the Rabbi Shlomo's reaction to that is, if that's the way you want to be, you're not going to be, your kid's not going to be a Talmud Chacham. It's just not going to happen. Rabbeinu Amar, and here comes a big yesod, which is different than all the other pshatim to now. Pisha'ein mevorchem b'tayra tchila. They don't make birchas ha'tayra. Simple pshat. They don't make birchas ha'tayra. Dr. Rush. Ein mevorchem b'tayra tchila. Lasek b'divrei tayra. V'harivna v'ashabachar banu. They don't make a bracha that they're going to toil in Torah. They don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sweeten Torah. They don't recognize that Hashem chose Klal Yisrael. They lack the bracha. Now, this is a very, very difficult Gemara. Why should the lack of bracha affect their learning? So simple shot is, because if you're not thanking Hashem for Torah, Torah is spiritual. If you don't recognize where spirituality comes, you should recognize everything comes from Hashem. But when you're dealing with spiritual, isn't spiritual much closer to the Rabbinic Shalom, whatever that means? And you don't thank Hashem?
Because they think it's coming to them because their grandfather
automatically, they lose the Hashiva of Torah to be able to recognize that it's a God-given present and that they should be thankful for it all the time. That's Parshat Shat in the Gemara. We're going to see a run. I don't usually run in time. There's going to be a Rabbeinu Yonah here, a very important Rabbeinu Yonah. Everybody always quotes. Shalem, the Amar of Yudam Arav, Maidich Siv, it says, Miyo Isha Chacham B'Yavin Asais. This is a pasuk in Navi. Who is smart enough to understand this? Why there's a churban? Why was there a churban? Amo of the Aretz. That's the question that Navi asks. Why was the land lost? Now it's interesting. I'm just going to read the beginning of the Gemara. Amo of the Aretz. This is the pasuk says. Let's see if he brings the whole pasuk here. I'm sure he does. Just have to find where he brings it. Right. Who is the man that's smart and understands this? I'm reading the pasuk beis for those who have psukim in the side of the Gemara. That Hashem spoke to him. And tell us, Amor of the Eretz. Why was the land lost? Nitzasa b'midbar kamidbar mebli iver, and it got burnt up like a desert that nobody passes by. Why was there such a terrible punishment? Zok the Gemara. It was asked for the Chachamim that they should explain it, and the Nevi'im that they should explain it, and the Malachi Ashara that they should explain it, the Loi Peshu. Nobody could explain it. Nobody knew why there was this punishment. Ad Shapirshi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. Hashem had to tell us the reason. What did Hashem say the reason is? Vayomer Hashem Al Azma Metzorati. They left my Torah, and then the pasuk continues, "V'lo yishamu b'kaili v'lo yochuba." What is Azma Mestarasi different than "lo yishamu b'kaili v'lo yochuba"? They didn't listen to my mitzvahs. V'hainu lo yishamu b'kaili, hainu lo yochuba. Isn't it the same? I'm Rav Yehuda Merav, v'she'im mevarchem b'Torah tchila. They didn't say Birkas HaTorah. Amo av the Haaretz, because they didn't say Birkas HaTorah, and they didn't do mitzvahs. But because that Torah gets its own heading, it's its own issue. That's why of the Aretz. There's a big problem. Gemara says in Yuma, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Avedah Zarah, Gilah Raya, Shvichas Damim. Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Tzinat Chinam. All of a sudden, here the Gemara says, you want to know why? Al Azum Asur, they didn't say because of Torah.
Does that mean they did not do
Hashem Shemayim? Yes. All the Pshatim are wonderful. I'm reading words at this point. I haven't said anything yet. I've been reading words. You'll get, now Pshatim are over. There's like 10 Pshatim at least in this Gemara. Now we have to listen to what Mishayim say, what Achayim say, all kinds of different Pshatim. What the problem is. One thing you see for sure is that Birkas HaTorah is rather important. No matter how you cut it, the Gemara is saying that Birkas HaTorah is pretty important. But whatever Pshat is going to be, and we're not going to do that today. Tomorrow we're going to have to come back to this. But that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's why Talmidei Chachamim, sons, children don't become Talmidei Chachamim, because they don't say Birkas HaTorah. Whatever that means, we will discuss.